Wow, talk about a jolt to the system. Today, we're diving into a story that's sending shockwaves through the EV world, folks. It's not every day you see major competitors decide to play nice, but that's exactly what's happening with GM and Tesla, teaming up on, get this, charging.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Big. I'd say it's practically unheard of. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's lay the groundwork. WebPro News dropped this bombshell earlier today. And it's all about how GM EV drivers are about to have a whole lot more places to juice up their rides. We're talking options, people.
Not just any options, right?
You got it. We're talking about Tesla's supercharger network.
Which, for anyone who hasn't had the pleasure, is a whole different ballgame.
Okay, so for our listeners who might not be familiar, break down why this is such a big deal.
Sure. So Tesla's supercharger network is kind of the gold standard in EV charging.
I mean, everyone wants in on this.
Exactly. And for good reason. Tesla's been strategically building out this network for years, and they've really focused on making it the best possible experience for their drivers.
And they've definitely earned a reputation for it, haven't they?
Absolutely. They've got over 17,900 of these superchargers sprinkled across North America, and they're known for being incredibly reliable.
Music to an EV driver's ears.
Right. No more range anxiety, no more hunting down a working charger in the middle of nowhere. It just works.
So this is huge for GM drivers.
Oh, absolutely. It's a game changer for them. And frankly, it's a pretty savvy move by GM. One of the biggest hurdles to getting people to make the switch to electric is that fear of running out of juice.
Range anxiety is real.
It is. But by giving their customers access to Tesla's network, GM is essentially eliminating that fear. It's like saying, hey, we've got you covered no matter where you go.
Okay, that's a fantastic point. So we're talking about increased convenience, peace of mind for drivers, and I'm sensing there's more to this story. Am I right?
Oh, you better believe it. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
There's a whole other layer to this story that's really got my gears turning.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
So GM deciding to embrace Tesla's charging standard, the one everyone's calling NACS these days.
Right, right.
Well, it's not just a one-off thing, you see. It's part of a, a movement happening across the entire car industry.
Oh, for sure. We've seen this coming down the pipeline.
Exactly. We've had Ford jumping on board, even Volkswagen. Heck, even Mercedes-Benz, those luxury connoisseurs, they're throwing in the towel. Well, not literally.
It's more like they're all saying, hey, Tesla figured out a good thing. Why reinvent the wheel?
Precisely. And that's what's so fascinating here. For the longest time, every company was hell-bent on having their own special sauce, their proprietary this, their patented that.
Yeah, it was a mess for a while.
A total free-for-all. But now, with these heavy hitters, GM, Ford, Volkswagen, even Mercedes all saying NACS is the way to go, it feels like we're on the verge of something big.
Definitely. This could be how we finally get to a world where charging your EV is as straightforward as pulling into a gas station. Remember those days?
Ah, the nostalgia.
Yeah.
But seriously, imagine that. No more adapter chaos. No more app compatibility struggles. Just pull up and plug in. Beautiful.
It would be a dream.
But here's the million-dollar question. What does this mean for all the other companies? You know, the ones who poured their hearts and souls and probably millions of dollars into building their own charging networks.
Right.
Are they going to have to wave the white flag, admit defeat, and switch over to NACS? Or will they try to weather the storm, clinging to their proprietary tech?
Well, it's a tough spot to be in, that's for sure. But I actually think this could be a good thing for everyone in the long run, even those who have to play catch up.
Oh, how so?
Think about it. Competition breeds innovation, right? So with a dominant charging standard potentially emerging, companies will be more likely to invest in developing faster, more efficient, maybe even cheaper charging solutions.
Makes sense. If everyone's on the same page, literally speaking the same charging language, they can focus on making the technology itself better rather than just trying to outdo each other with different plugs and systems.
Precisely. It's about raising the bar for the entire industry, which ultimately benefits
the consumers. We win. Less range anxiety, better charging tech, and hopefully more affordable EVs down the line.
Now, that's a future I can get behind.
You know, it strikes me that this whole thing is bigger than just like convenience for drivers. You know, this partnership, this whole wave of EVs, it could totally shake things up, change how we think about cars forever.
Oh, without a doubt. This could be the turning point, the moment things really start shifting towards, well, a greener way to get around.
Right. Fewer gas guzzlers, cleaner air, and ultimately a happier planet. Speaking of shaking things up, we've talked about GM drivers, we've talked about the charging companies. But what about Tesla? Where do they fit in all of this?
Ah, now you're getting to the heart of it. See, that's what I find so brilliant about Tesla's strategy here.
Go on.
By opening up their supercharger network, they're essentially creating a whole new way to make money, a revenue stream they didn't have before.
I mean,
they're not just selling cars anymore, they're selling electricity. And not just to Tesla owners, but to GM drivers, too. It's like they've turned their rivals into paying customers.
Whoa, that is pretty genius when you put it like that.
It's a win-win for everyone involved, at least for now. GM gets to calm those range anxiety fears, drivers get more charging options, and Tesla gets a bigger piece of the pie.
So it sounds like this partnership between these two titans, it's not just a big deal, it could be the spark that ignites the EV revolution for real. Am I overstating it?
Not at all. This is a development worth paying attention to, for sure. It's not every day you see this level of cooperation between industry giants.
It makes you wonder what other surprises are in store as the EV world keeps evolving. What other partnerships, what other innovations are just around the bend?
The possibilities are pretty exciting when you think about it.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for breaking it all down with us.
Always a pleasure.
And to our listeners, we want to hear from you. What other industries out there could use a dose of this cross-company collaboration? Hit us up on social media and let us know your thoughts. Until next time, keep those wheels turning, and we'll catch you on the flip side.